Hello, my name is Corey Martin, and I'm here today to discuss with you the latest and undoubtedly one of the greatest new GPS solutions to come available to the blind and visually impaired market. This new innovative solution is known as Mobile Geo, and it is available from the company called Code Factory. Now, if you haven't heard of Code Factory, they are a company who specializes in developing adaptive technology for the visually impaired, specifically software solutions which run on mobile portable devices. So, for example, the MobileSpeak Pocket and MobileSpeak smartphone products are a couple others that they have and have been out for some time now. And for those of you who use those products, you know how excellent they are. And for those of you who do not, you should really check them out. Basically, MobileSpeak Pocket and MobileSpeak smartphone run on the Windows Mobile operating system under its respective branches, namely the Pocket PC Edition and the Smartphone Edition, and act as very powerful screen readers for mobile devices. Now, their latest product that they have released is called Mobile Geo and is a GPS solution, which is actually a joint venture between Code Factory and another company called Sendero. For those of you who do not know, Sendero is actually a company who were the first ones to bring GPS technology to the visually impaired. And so, back in their first days of existence, their first product was a laptop solution, which basically ran on a laptop computer, which you carried around. It had an electronic map and you were able to navigate for the first time, which at that time actually GPS was in its infancy and there were not many solutions available to the public at all. So for the first time there was a new groundbreaking technology available to the visually impaired, which drastically opened new doors for mobility. After this laptop solution came out, Sendero partnered with Humanware and brought their GPS solutions to the BrailleNote family, which, as you know, is a note taker device for the visually impaired. And for a number of years, the GPS products they produced were only available on the BrailleNote. However, that has all changed now. With a recent development with their company, they are now able to bring their GPS solutions to other products, such as Code Factory's Mobile Geo, which at its core is using a Sendero GPS engine. The advantage to this is that you gain all the knowledge and experience that Sendero has since their earliest days in the GPS industry back in 2001, when their first product was officially released. However, they were working on that product even before that. So there's a great deal of development and a lot of time put into this, even though the Mobile Geo itself is a version 1 release. If you would like to contact either Code Factory or Sendero, you can visit their websites as follows. To go to Code Factory's website, you would visit this URL. It's http://www.codefactory, codefactory dot es. And for Sendero's, you would go to http://www.senderogroup.com. That's senderogroup.com. Before I proceed, I should also give some background here on myself. Basically, how I came to do this review of Mobile Geo is because, for one, I think it's a great product and that people need to be made aware of its existence and have somebody actually demonstrate it so you actually know what I'm talking about is true. And secondly, I was a beta tester for Mobile Geo from the beginning. So when it first was privately tested, I was one of the beta testers who helped to iron out some of the bugs. And so I have been working with it since it was first brought out for private beta testing. So in this review, what I'm going to do is, firstly, I'm going to talk about Mobile Geo itself and why it's such a great product. Secondly, then I'm going to actually power it up and show you some of the things you can do live with my own pocket PC device. And thirdly, I'm going to let you listen to some recorded trips I've taken with Mobile Geo and let you hear it so you can get an idea of exactly how much information is presented to you as the user and exactly how useful it actually can be. Now, before I do that, I guess I should really take a step back here and actually explain what GPS is for those of you who may not know. GPS is becoming a rather common term these days, but it's not uncommon for some people not to have heard of it. Basically, GPS is a global positioning system, and what that means is that you use a electronic device, a GPS receiver, to receive signals from various satellites orbiting the Earth. These signals are then triangulated into a series of coordinates, which are then relayed to some other device which can interpret them and therefore figure out where you are on an electronic map. With this information, you can not only find out where you are, but what's around you, such as points of interest in your area, like businesses, people's houses, bus stops, parks, airports, etc. There's really no end to the amount of information that you can find, and you can find information which may not even be on your map on global sources such as Google and import that information into Mobile Geo. I'll get to that later on, but just to give you an idea of what you can do. So GPS solutions are very powerful and also very useful. Now, I said earlier that GPS receivers relay their information to another device. Now, for some, the GPS receiver is actually built into the device. For example, some smartphones or pocket PCs have a built-in GPS receiver, or of course, you may have noticed in retail stores that a sighted person can purchase a all-in-one GPS unit with the maps and everything built in. So, depending on what you plan to run it on, will determine how your specific setup will work. Now, it is recommended, based on various testing, that in most cases, external GPS receiver works best. Generally, in this case, what would happen is you would have a Bluetooth receiver, which would relay its GPS data to your smartphone or pocket PC over Bluetooth signals. Some people may prefer to use an internal device for the sake of not having to carry more than one item. However, internal receivers are generally not as accurate as external ones and also tend to use more battery power from the host device they're running on. So, although I say generally, because this may not be the case for all devices, especially maybe new devices coming out, but in most cases, an external Bluetooth receiver is recommended for optimal positioning and accuracy. Also, what you would need to run Mobile Geo is the latest release version of either MobileSpeak Pocket or MobileSpeak Smartphone, and a device to run it on, which is running Windows Mobile 5 or higher of either the Pocket PC or smartphone operating system. The good news with this is that you can use any standard device that you would purchase in a store retail-y or from the internet, or if you were to get the phone or device from a cell phone or wireless provider. I would recommend highly that you do consult with the list of supported devices on Code Factory's website. It is extensive, and by doing this, you can be sure that you'll get a device that will function with their software. The thing with this, though, is that you are not limited to a device which is exclusively for the blind or visually impaired. So, in that respect, you're going to be using a mainstream device that anyone else would use, and you can use any other software packages you want with this. So, in that respect, you're going to be just like anyone else using a standard piece of hardware with the latest features, specs, and abilities. No matter where you are in the world, you don't need to worry about getting maps for Mobile Geo either, because the Mobile Geo product does support maps from over 20 current countries. Similarly, Mobile Geo can speak currently in 13 different languages because it seamlessly works with Mobile Speak Pocket and Mobile Speak Smartphone. You can receive speech output from Mobile Geo through either a headset, Bluetooth, earpiece or headphones, or routed to external speakers or car speakers. You can perform commands by using either an integrated QWERTY keyboard on your device if it has one, a touch screen if it has one, through the available keys that a smartphone may offer, or using an external Bluetooth keyboard. Mobile Geo can also be used even when it's not in focus on your device's screen. This is a unique feature which cannot be found on any other device currently available. What I mean by this is not only does it continue to track your current position and other related information, but it can give you speech feedback while you're in another application and allow you to interact with it when it's not in focus. This is really useful because what you can be doing is listening to music or typing an email or text message or working on a document or reading a book or anything else you want to be doing while you're riding the bus or in a car or whatever means of transportation you may have. Or you can be checking on information while you're on a street corner and not lose your place in Mobile Geo. You can even switch from application command layouts to a Mobile Geo command layout and back again if you need to check something in another application, then check your position, and then switch back and continue working. There's a simple command to do this, just to switch back and forth without even bringing the application to the foreground. Also, Mobile Geo integrates itself into your contacts application so that you can use the contacts in your device as either a starting point for a route to find to get to as a destination or to add as a point of interest into your list of point of interest. In addition to this, you can also dial contacts and phone numbers stored in your GPS point of interest database right from Mobile Geo. So if you have a smartphone and you find a location of a restaurant that you want to navigate to, you want to call them to see if they have any availability or to make a reservation, you can open the details screen for that point of interest and call the phone number for the restaurant to check with them before you even go there. Another useful thing that Mobile Geo can do is vibrate to give you alerts, as well as giving audible sound-based alerts to you while you're navigating. So if you can't hear well where you are, or you want to have a discrete solution, your smartphone can vibrate in different Morse code patterns to let you know what's happening around you instead of having to listen to audible cues. Now, unfortunately, this feature is only available to smartphone editions at this time, simply because vibration is not available on the Pocket PC operating system or as a hardware component for Pocket PCs. For some of the newer Pocket PC based smartphones that are coming out that do have vibrations, we may see this feature available in the future. If you prefer to use a Braille display, you can also use those with Mobile Geo for input and output, and it works with over 20 different Braille displays currently available. Also, if you are concerned about data plan usage for some GPS solutions which download map data over a Wi-Fi or cellular connection, you don't need to worry about that with Mobile Geo, as all the map data that you need is currently available for download and is stored readily available to your software on a memory card all on the device. Code Factory also uses a user-centered licensing system to license all of their products for the Pocket PC and smartphone editions of software they produce. Basically, what this means is that once you've purchased a license for one of their pieces of software, you can transfer that freely from any device to another. So if you bought Mobile Geo on one cell phone or Pocket PC, something happens to it and you get a new one, or you just decide to upgrade or whatever and get a new device, you just transfer your license from the old device to the new one with no cost incurred to you. So I think I've rambled long enough here. What I'm going to do now is actually continue this review from my device and start up Mobile Geo so you can get an idea of what the program is like. I'm going to go through the program and the various menus and show you what everything does and explain all the various options in detail. Before I get to that, I'm just going to give you a brief explanation of what I'm using for hardware here so you know what I'm using. To be honest, the hardware I'm using is not as current as everything you can get currently. I'm using for my pocket PC, I'm running a Dell Azim X51V. And so that pocket PC, for those of you who don't know, is a couple of years old now actually. It's been actually discontinued by Dell, but it is running Windows Mobile 5, so it is compatible with Mobile Geo. For a GPS receiver, I'm going to be using the Holux GP Slim 236, which again also isn't the most current receiver, but it does well for me, and so that's what I use. So I will continue this from the Pocket PC. Okay, so now I'm actually on my Pocket PC and it's recording, and I'm going to launch Mobile Geo. So, for starters, I'm going to do a double tap one here to bring up the start menu. For smartphone users, this will differ, but unfortunately, I don't have a smartphone to demo, so I'll be doing this from the Pocket PC perspective.
Today, 1 of 15.
Okay, so we're in the start menu. It's saying today 1 of 15. So I'm going to arrow down.
Calendar, 2 of 15. Internet Explorer, 5 of 15. Messaging, 6 of 15. Windows Media, 7 of 15. Rescore Audio Record, Mobile Geo, 9 of 15.
Okay, so there's Mobile Geo. I'm going to select it.
Left soft stop, right soft action. Welcome to Mobile Geo, starting center of GPS engine, please wait. Mobile Geo window, left soft functions, right soft menu. Main screen, fair quality, 13 meters, tracking 5 satellites, plus position colon 1115 ST David RTN.
Okay, now I have also
14 meters south to destination. Home, 14 meters south.
Okay, well, it knows I'm at home, so that's good to know. That was my destination from the last time I used this. So, another nice thing about Mobile Geo is it does remember these things for when you restart the program, unless you clear them, of course. But before that interrupted me, I was going to say that I did turn on my Bluetooth receiver before I launched this and before I started recording. It's generally a good idea to turn your receiver
Now in
on.
Lethbridge.
Yes, we're in Lethbridge, that's my city. As you can hear, it's letting me know that. Now, anyways, it's a good idea to turn your receiver on before launching the program because Mobile Geo starts intercepting the GPS data right away, and
Now in app.
yes, we're in AB or AB or Alberta in Canada, because that's where I am. Anyways, because if you turn on Mobile Geo first and not the receiver, it's not going to work very well. And I would recommend that you give your receiver a few seconds time to start up before you launch Mobile Geo. In other words, you don't want to turn them on at exactly the same time. It's best to let the receiver warm up first. Give it, I'd say I gave mine about 15 seconds, just to make sure it was working. And just so you know, I am in a basement here, and that's where I live, is in a basement. So the Holux receivers seem to do a very nice job of getting signal even in the most adverse of conditions, like in buildings with metal roofs on them and whatnot. So I really don't know how that's possible. I assume the particular chips that they use to make the triangulation of satellites possible is excellent. But either way, if you go with a Holux receiver, you won't go wrong there. So, what I'm going to do now is get right into the program. Basically, in the main screen of Mobile Geo here, we are in a list view type screen. So all you got to do to read it is just arrow up and down, unless you know specific commands for what you want. And then there are soft keys. So I'm just going to start off by arrowing around here.
Plus position colon 1117 SD David RDN 2 of 11.
Okay, so the position is what it says is 1117 St. David Road North, which actually is pretty close. Most GPS solutions I've seen usually can't get the street address of a house dead on. My street in particular is rather difficult because it's not quite a cul-de-sac, but it does curve around somewhat like a cul-de-sac. And my understanding of this is that it uses distance to calculate street addresses down to their houses based on the starting and ending points on a block. So it's actually 1113, so we're about a house off as 1117 is next door. But considering that where the receiver is located is in my window currently of my basement here, which is pretty well right in between the two houses, it's not bad, to say the least.
Poor quality, 23 meters, tracking 4 satellites, 1 of 11.
Okay, now the quality I have here right now also isn't the best. Now this is an excellent feature of Mobile Geo, one that I didn't point out before, but it does give you an estimate of the accuracy. This is the best I've seen of this, and it does do a very good job of estimating it. So basically what it's telling me here is it's accurate within 23 meters of my position, which it rates as a poor rating. You can get fair, good, and WAAS, or WAAS, which is when you have that augmentation available to your receiver, which is only available in certain areas. Unfortunately, Canada doesn't seem to have that. This also does give you a reading on how many satellites you're tracking. So currently we're at 4 here. So I'm going to continue to arrow around.
Destination colon home 10 meters south 3 of 11.
Okay, so that's going to vary around a little bit because I'm in a basement. The signal quality is not the best. This would work outside better. However, it's currently kind of adverse weather out there, a little bit windy, whatnot, and I don't feel like standing outside to record this. The microphone pickup would probably be interrupted and so on. So it's good enough, I think, to give you a good idea when I actually go outside and do some live demoing with getting around. You'll see that it's actually quite a bit better once you're outside.
Plus nearest intersection, colon 70 meters, west of St. George, RDN, south, 4 of 11.
Okay, so it's giving me an estimate on how far away the nearest intersection is.
Plus nearest POI, colon home, 16 meters, south, 5 of 11.
And like I said, that's going to vary a little bit as the receiver sends back different data, but that's the nearest point of interest right now.
Heading unknown at 0 kmph, 923 meters above sea, 6 of 11.
Okay. That is saying the heading is unknown because I'm not moving. I'm sitting in a chair, the receiver's sitting in a window, it can't tell where I'm going. It also knows I'm not moving as it's 0 kilometers an hour, and it gives the sea level rating of how far above sea I am.
City colon Lethbridge, press enter to set as default city, 7 of 11.
Okay, so I'm in Lethbridge. You can set a default city so that when you're doing street searches, it automatically defaults to whatever city you set. So if you're like me and you don't leave your city a lot, well, that's a good thing to do.
Boats colon GPS announcements enabled, 8 of 11.
Okay, this is for switching to GPS or virtual mode. Virtual mode basically lets you walk around the map virtually from your home and look at the streets. I'll do that again as well once I've gone through this main screen here and gone through the menus a bit. But it's very useful for figuring out where streets are to get an idea of how the layout of the streets around you are. And it gives you some good information as well as points of interest along the way. You also may have noticed that it said that the announcements were enabled, which is basically referring to points of interest. You can set it to not announce that or to announce it as you wish.
receiver colon holix slim 236 open paren connected close paren. Press enter to configure settings 9 of 11.
Okay, that just gives some status indications on my receiver. And if you press enter here, it will open the GPS settings screen, which I'll get into shortly. Basically, just for setting up various settings for the GPS receiver. Or if you have multiple receivers, you can use it to toggle between them.
Good quality, 9 meters, tracking 7 satellites, 1 of 11.
Okay, we've wrapped back around here. The last two items here give you the time and your device's battery status. So quite informational in terms of that. It's good to have. So also the time reading is taken from the device, not from the GPS network. So as long as your clock is set correctly on your device, you'll always have the correct time. So what I'm going to do here now is just go into the menus here. I'm just going to perform a command alt double tap 3, just so you can hear the soft keys.
Alt. Left soft functions, right soft menu.
Okay, so left soft is functions, right soft is menu. So we'll start with functions.
Alt. Set user locations, 1 of 8.
Set user locations, and I'll come back around and go through all these, but essentially that's for finding an address or if you wanted to look up certain information like that.
Root functions, 2 of 8.
This is for creating routes.
Search, 3 of 8.
Search, this is for performing searches for points of interest. You can do a basic search, which will pull up the available points within a given radius. You can expand that radius and set the threshold amount of how much to search for. Currently, it's quarter of a kilometer or mile, depending on what metric or imperial units you're using, and it'll list all points of interest in that range, and you can expand it as you need to expand. If you use the advanced search, then you can expand on it more by giving it minimum and maximum values for search radius. You can search by keywords, by category of points of interest or subcategory, or in specific locations.
Virtually explore the map, unavailable, 4 of 8.
Currently, that's not available right now because I'm in the GPS mode, but that's an option where you can explore the map.
Modes, 5 of 8.
This is where you change from virtual exploration mode to GPS mode and back again.
Settings, 6 of 8.
Settings is where you set up program settings.
Announcement history, 7 of 8.
Announcement history, this is where you can go in and see what the program has been saying in a list so that if you miss something, you can just come in here and see what it had to say.
User favorites, 8 of 8.
And user favorites, this is for setting up your own points of interest and whatnot.
Set user locations, 1 of 8.
So I've wrapped around here. I'm going to press enter here.
Select an address, 1 of 3.
Select an address, this is how you would search for an address.
Set current GPS position, 2 of 3.
You can set your current GPS position as a destination, your virtual position, or a GPS point of interest.
Set lat slash long coordinates, 3 of 3.
This is what I was talking about earlier in the review when I said you could go on Google and use, for example, Google Maps to do a search for an address or a point that may not be in the GPS database if that ever happens. And then once you have the GPS coordinates from Google, you can actually just manually enter them on here.
Wait, plus position colon, good quality, 9 meters, tracking 7 satellites, 1 of 11.
So as you can see, our satellite count has increased, and we're at good quality now because the system is getting a better reading from the receiver. The receiver's been on longer and has been able to triangulate more satellites. I'm going to go back into the menu here.
Alt. Set user locations, 1 of 8. Root functions, 2 of 8.
These are the root functions.
Create automatic route, 1 of 9.
Create automatic route. This is where the program will actually create a route for you. It allows you to set various things like the destination. Currently, because I have a destination set, I could just go right in here and create a route. Although, because I'm at my destination, of course, it's not going to be able to get me a route to go very far.
Display route points, unavailable, 2 of 9.
This is unavailable because we have no route currently active, but this would allow you to see the route so you could review it before you undertake it.
Load saved route 3 of 9.
This is to load a saved route.
Save current route unavailable 4 of 9.
If we had a route active, you could save it here.
Reverse route unavailable 5 of 9.
Again, if we had a route active, if you'd reached your destination and decided, well, okay, I need to go back now, you just go to this and it'll reverse the route for you.
Recalculate route unavailable 6 of 9.
If you're somehow off course, you can have this recalculate the route. Also, the program will automatically do this if you have that option enabled if you get off track.
Automatically recalculate when off dash route colon on 7 of 9.
And as I was just saying, that is the option right there, and it's currently on for me. You can turn it on or off.
Give route instructions as colon detailed waypoints 8 of 9.
There's different options. Detailed waypoints creates a waypoint for every single change in the route. So every time a street changes, every time there's a merge of lanes, if you're in a car, every time you turn, everything. It's very detailed. You can also go by turns only. If some people don't want all the descriptions and the verbosity of it, you can go with turns only. Personally, I like it this way because it gives me an idea of what's around me. But it's totally up to you. If you're in a car, sometimes the detailed method can be a little bit too much information because the car is moving so fast and Mobile Geo is trying to read off every single change that happens, and so it can lag behind. So sometimes you want to go with the other options here, the less verbose, the turns only.
Cancel route unavailable 9 of 9.
Cancel route, which of course right now we can't cancel because there's no route.
Create automatic route 1 of 9.
I've wrapped around here. I'm going to go into this option just to show you what you can create.
Calculate route based on known origin and destination 1 of 3.
Now currently, because I already have a destination set, I could just press enter here and it would just create it for me. But I'm not going to do that.
Set destination 2 of 3.
You could set your destination.
Set virtual position or origin 3 of 3.
And set your virtual position or origin. So I'm going to get out of here.
Alt. Set user locations 1 of 8.
And now I'm going back in the menu.
Route function search 3 of 8.
Down to search.
Basic POI search 1 of 2.
Basic POI search and
advanced POI search 2 of 2.
Advanced POI search. So let's just go to basic here just to show you how easy it is to find out what's around you.
Basic POI search 1 of 2. POI search results plus home 9 meters south.
Okay, so there's home.
Plus James Earthworks 76 meters northeast 2 of 8.
Okay, there's another place. Looks like a construction company, I believe.
Plus Keith Sullivan Construction, 88 meters northwest, 3 of 8.
Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of.
Plus Lethbridge Christian School, 159 meters north, 4 of 8.
There's a school.
Plus Rich's Plumbing and Heating, 0.20 km west, 5 of 8.
They have a lot of industrial type places around here and home hardware type places or something.
Plus Jim's Painting and Decorating, 0.24 km northwest, 6 of 8. Plus LDS Missionaries, 0.21 km east, 7 of 8. Expand search radius, 8 of 8.
Okay, I haven't found what I want, so let's go to this.
Searching. POI search results, plus Italian Canadian Culture Center, 0.27 km south.
Okay, so there's another option.
Plus Stafford Pharmacy, 0.31 km south, 2 of 19. Plus Pops Pop, 0.31 km south, 3 of 19. Plus Ella Family Hairstyling, 0.31 km south, 4 of 19.
Okay, I think you get the idea. Let's say I want to call the drugstore. I want to see if my pills are ready, so let's go up here.
Plus Stafford Pharmacy, 0.31 km south, 2 of 19.
Press enter on here.
POI details, press enter for options, or press hash to return to the main screen, name colon Stafford Pharmacy. Description colon 1475 SD Edward Boulevard N, Lethbridge, APT 1H2P9, 403-320-6500, 2 of 5.
So there's the phone number. Now if this was a smartphone, I can actually phone it straight from here. Of course it's a pocket PC, so I'll just have to punch that into my cell phone, but It's very handy. You don't have to worry about looking at phone numbers. For most things that are in the database, the information is already there, like the street address and the phone number. And it is nice to have the street address because the GPS system is great, but not every single address is going to get it plotted down to the exact street address. No GPS system I've ever worked with, including the original Sendero system, and there's a couple of Symbian smartphone solutions available, and this solution, honestly, as well as some of the other solutions available to the sighted, none of them generally get the street address exact. You can't be totally sure of that. So it's nice that the actual address is here. So if you were in a cab or something, you could just give that information to the driver.
Category colon medical service 3 of 5. Subcategory colon all 4 of 5. 0.31 km south 5 of 5.
Okay, so it is categorized as a medical service. So if you wanted to search for drugstores, you could just do a search for that category. I'll get to that right away. I'm just going to go in here and show you what you can do also by just pressing enter.
Set as destination 1 of 3. Set as virtual position 2 of 3. Telephone number 3 of 3.
There's that option. Of course, it won't work for me to dial, but I can set it as a destination or a virtual position if I wanted to move my pointer to that part on the map and look at where the pharmacy is. I don't want to
If you
do
want
any of
details,
that.
press enter for options, or press hash to return to the main screen 0.31 km south.
So I just canceled that. Now I'm going to go back to the menu here.
Alt. Set user locations 1 of 8. Search 3 of 8.
I want to do an advanced search now.
Advanced POS search 2 of POS starting search distance window. Starting distance open paren in kilometers close paren colon edit 0 left soft next right soft cancel.
Okay, I've got it set to 0, but of course, let's say you knew that somewhere was 5 kilometers away or more. So you could put a 5 here, and then nothing before that would be found.
POI ending search distance window. Ending distance open paren in kilometers must be greater than the starting distance close paren colon edit 90 left soft next right soft back.
I've set it to 90 kilometers, then I know everything in this area is going to be shown.
Loading POI. POI category selection window. Select a category colon list all 1 of 45 left soft next right soft back.
Okay, you can also search by category. So I don't really know of a specific place I'm looking for here. I'm gonna select a category.
Airport 2 of 45. ATM 3 of 45. Bank 4 of 45. Bar slash winery slash brewery 5 of 45. Beach 6 of 45. Bonus 7 of 45. Border post slash frontier crossing 8 of 45. Bus slash rail 9 of 45. Business district 10 of 45. Car rental 11 of cemetery 12 of city 13 of intersection 14 dental surgeon slash dentist entertainment 16 of 45.
Entertainment. Let's see what we got.
Loading POS. Mobile geo window. POS subcategory selection window. Select a subcategory colon list all 1 of 26 left soft next right soft back.
Okay, now if we wanted specific entertainment.
App entertainment Inc. 2 of 26. Cabaret 3 of 20. Carmen Cinemas Inc. 4 of Cinemark 5 of Cultural Center 6 of Discotheque 7 of 26.
You get the idea. I'm not looking for anything in particular, so I'm just going to go back to all.
All 1 of 26. POI name window. Search screen colon. Edit. Greens. Left soft next. Right soft back.
Last time I was in here, I was looking for a store called Greens Pop Shop. So I don't want greens. So
Dutch keypad on.
I'm gonna just get rid of that.
Lowercase. Back. Sierra.
There. So
Dutch keypad
I
on.
just use the keyboard to erase screens. Pressing enter to search.
Searching. Mobile geo. POS search results. Plus top hat. 2.55 km. 2 o'clock.
Okay, that's the name of a bar.
Plus Roadhouse Thirst and Drill, 2.57 km, 2 o'clock, 2 of 13.
Wow, I seem to have selected all the bars.
plus Soundgarden 21 Club, 2.59 km, 2 o'clock, 3 of 13. Plus Cineplex Ion Cinemas, 2.70 km, 2 o'clock, 4 of 13.
Okay, I don't want to go to a bar, but a movie might be good.
VOI details, press enter for options, or press hash to return to the main screen, name colon Cineplex Ion Cinemas.
Now, this is like what I did before with the pharmacy. I've pulled up a detail screen on that particular interest, that point of interest, that is.
Description colon 511 Avenue S, Lethbridge, App D1J4L9, 403-329-0002, 2 of 5.
And there's the address and phone number like before.
Category colon entertainment, 3 of 5. Subcategory colon all, 4 of 5. 2.70 km, 2 o'clock, 5 of 5.
So it kind of gives you an idea how far away it is. But we're not going to go there today.
Alt.
We're going to go back to
locations,
the...
1 of 8.
We're going to go back to the menu here.
Search, 3 of 8. Virtually explore the map, unavailable, modes, 5 of 8.
I'll go in here next.
Navigation mode, colon GPS, 1 of 3. Follow route sequentially, colon off, 2 of 3. Look around announcements, colon on, 3 of 3.
So.
Navigation mode, colon GPS, 1 of 3.
This is where you switch from GPS to virtual, which I'll do in just a moment, actually.
Follow route sequentially, colon off, 2 of 3.
Follow route sequentially. Essentially, this is for if you want to follow a route directly, or if there can be any sort of changes in direction. I have this off currently.
Look around announcements, colon on, 3 of 3.
Look around announcements. This is for when you're moving around, if you want to hear information about what's going on around you, like things you're passing, whatnot. I like to have that on.
Navigation mode, colon GPS, 1 of 3.
Now let's switch this to virtual.
Virtual navigation active. VOI details, press enter for options, or press hash to return to the main screen, 2.69 km, south.
Okay, I don't want to stay on here.
Alt. Set user locations, 1 of 8. Select an address, set current GPS position, 2 of 3.
We want to go here.
As destination, as virtual position or origin, 2 of 3.
There we go.
Virtual navigation, active, virtual location updated successfully, where am I, press enter for options, or press hash to return to the main screen, 3-way, on St. David RDN, 65 meters, west of St. David RDN, west and east and St. George RDN, south.
Okay, so, basically it gives you information about the street you're on, so that you know what's going on.
Control. Left turn. 3-way, on St. David RDN, 65 meters, west of St. David RDN, west and east and St. George RDN, south.
Okay, now I've turned so that if I was now facing the street, I would have, from my driveway, I would have turned so that I can walk up the sidewalk. So I'm going to do that now. I'm going to press the, I've got the control key on, so now I'm going to just press the up arrow key to move forward.
Forward, 65 meters, 3-way, west of St. David RDN, St. David RDN, ahead and behind and St. George RDN, left.
Okay, now, again here, this is another road intersection. It'll move to the next place where you could actually turn off that block. Now, let's see what happens if I turn here.
Left turn. 3-way, south of St. George RDN, St. George RDN, ahead and St. David RDN, right and left.
Okay, so I've gone out of my street, so I'm going forward.
Forward, 192 meters, 3-way, southeast of St. George RDN, St. George RDN, 7 o'clock and ahead and St. Francis RDN, left.
Okay, St. Francis is another road that intersects my other street, so that's what I meant about the street kind of curving around it. Sort of confusing, but I don't want to turn here because I just end up going back into my street, so we're going to go forward again.
Forward, 70 meters, 3-way, southeast of St. George RDN, St. George RDN, behind and St. Edward Boulevard, and left and right, Italian-Canadian Culture Center, 41 meters right.
Okay, now, St. Edward is a street near my house. It's a little busier. I want to continue down this because we're gonna go try to find that pharmacy. So let's turn right now.
Right turn, three-way, southwest on St. Edward Boulevard N. St. Edward Boulevard N, behind and ahead and St. George RDN, right.
You did notice before it did indicate the Italian Canadian Culture Center, which is a point of interest, and it announces those just as though we were walking around like real time with a GPS.
Forward, 119 meters, three-way, west on St. Edward Boulevard N, St. Edward Boulevard N, behind and ahead and Stafford DRN, left.
Okay, here we go. This is an even busier road, and I know I want to turn left here.
Left turn, three-way, south on Stafford DRN, Stafford DRN, ahead and St. Edward Boulevard N, 8 o'clock and right, Jehovah's Witnesses, 13 meters right.
Okay, there's another point of interest. Moving forward.
Forward, 218 meters, three-way, south on Stafford DRN, Stafford DRN, ahead and behind and 13th Avenue and left.
Okay, now let's just keep going and see what happens.
Forward, 0.293000 kilometers, three-way, south on Stafford DRN, ahead and behind and 10th Avenue and left. Bethel Presbyterian Church, 18 meters left.
Okay, you know what? I know for a fact that I've gone too far here, so I'm gonna try and go back now.
Go back, three-way, south on Stafford DRN, ahead and behind and 13th Avenue and left.
And as you can hear, that's no problem either. But I'm still too far past the pharmacy. Instead of doing it this way, because I already walked past it, I know that. Because the virtual mode is great for moving from intersection to intersection. However, you're not able to, say, walk 5 meters and then stop. It's not that precise. It's meant to give you a basic overview of streets around you, how long they are, what kind of turns you can expect, that sort of thing. So, let's say we wanted to find this pharmacy.
Alt. Set user locations, 1 of 8.
There we go. So.
Virtually ex modes, 5 of 8. Navigation mode, colon, virtual, 1 of 3. 12 meters, 2 o'clock to destination.
Right, now I
Where am
turn.
I? Press enter for options. Or, press hash to return to the main screen. Street name, colon, SD David RDN. Address, colon, 1119, Southeast. Home, 15 meters, 1 o'clock.
And again, like I said, that's going to vary a little bit, but I've turned the GPS navigation back on. So let's go back to the menu.
Alt. Set user locations, 1 of 8.
Okay.
Root, search, 3 of 8. Basic POA search, 1 of 2. POA searcher, plus key cell, plus region, plus gym space, plus LDN, expand search.
And I know that it was on
POA
this.
searcher, POA search results, plus Italian Canadian, plus Stafford Pharmacy,
There it is.
0.32 km, 2 o'clock, 2
I
of 19.
gotta go pick up those pills so that I ordered earlier. So we're gonna go in here.
POA details, press enter for options, or press hash to return to the main screen, name colon Stafford Pharmacy.
Course, I don't actually need to pick up any pills. I'm just making that up for this review.
Virtual navigation active. Where am I? Press enter for options, or press hash to return to the main screen, three-way, on St. Edward Boulevard N, 29 meters, southwest of St. Edward Boulevard N, west and northeast and Stafford DRN, south, is Stafford Pharmacy.
Okay, what I did is I kind of cheated here, and I've moved us to the pharmacy directly. Let's create a route here.
Alt. Set user locations, 1 of 8.
We want to go to that pharmacy I was talking about.
Search, 3 of 8. Basic POA search, 1 of 2. Searching. POA search results. Plus chip. Expand search radius, 8 of 8. Searching. POA search results, plus Italian Canadian Culture Center, plus Stafford Pharmacy, 0.31 km, south, 2 of 19.
There it is again.
POA details, POI details, press enter for options.
Okay.
Or press hash to return to the main screen, name colon Stafford Pharmacy.
We're gonna do that.
Set as destination, 1 of 3. Set as dial phone number, set as destination, 1 of 3. Create pedestrian route to Stafford Pharmacy, 1 of 4. Create, use the getting warmer function to Stafford Pharmacy, 3 of 4. Don't create route, 4 of 4.
Okay, these are the 4 options you have.
Create pedestrian route to Stafford Pharmacy, 1 of 4.
This is the one we're gonna want.
Create vehicle route to Stafford Pharmacy, 2 of 4.
If you're in a car or a bus or something, this is the one you'd want to go with.
Use the getting warmer function to Stafford Pharmacy, 3 of 4.
This is useful if you want to lock onto a specific point and basically ignore everything else and get directions on how far away you are relative to that position. So it's very useful, especially if you're trying to get home and you're off course or something and you just want to hear how far away you have to go to that one point, and it gives you continual updates on that.
Create pedestrian route to Stafford Pharmacy, 1 of 4.
But this is what we want here.
Main screen, good quality, 8 meters, tracking 8 satellites, plus position colon 1119 SD. Destination set to waypoint 5, Stafford Pharmacy, next, waypoint. Main screen, good quality, 8 meters, tracking 8 satellites, plus position colon 1119 SD, David RDN.
Okay, I'm not actually going to go out there and walk to this pharmacy right now. I'm going to record something for you to listen to later. But I'm going to just show you how you can look at this route before you even head out there.
Alt. Set user log, user favorites, announcement history, settings, 6, modes, 5, virtually explore the map, search, route functions, 2 of, display, load saved route, display route points, 2 of 9.
Here we go.
Full route, plus waypoint 2, SD David RDN and SD George RDN, turn left, 69 meters, west. Plus open paren origin, close paren waypoint 1, SD David RDN, near, 1 of 5.
Okay, so this is where we are.
Plus waypoint 2, SD David RDN and SD George RDN, turn left, 69 meters, west, 2 of 5.
Okay, so it wants us to head down to the end of the street and turn there.
Plus waypoint 3, SD George RDN and SD Francis RDN, 0.20 km, south, 3 of 5.
Okay, this is the next waypoint. Now, we don't turn there. This is what I meant about detail. It tells you when you're going through another intersection, so that can be useful for keeping track of intersections, especially when you're in an unfamiliar area. But you just would keep walking straight there.
Plus waypoint 4, SD George RDN and SD Edward Boulevard N, turn right, 0.24 km, south, 4 of 5.
Okay, now this is where you would turn. This time we'd be going right.
Plus open paren destination, close paren waypoint 5, Stafford Pharmacy, 0.31 km, south, 5 of 5.
Now Stafford Pharmacy happens to be about a block over from where you would turn there, so that would technically be correct as far as I can tell looking at this route. Now the route can change as you go. Like let's say for example the way it wants me to go is going to the one end of the street. However, there's another way I know to go which is a little longer. However, it is my preferred way because it doesn't meander around quite as much. The block kind of bends if you go the way it's wanting you to go. So let's say I didn't want to go that way. I could go the other way, and what would happen is it would recalculate my route as I was walking, since it would first tell me that I was going a way it didn't want, and then it would recalculate to the way I'm going, and essentially, I mean, it would get me to the same destination. This route is not particularly complicated, but you can end up with routes with, you know, 40, 50 waypoints, and lots more turns and whatnot. So this is just to give you an idea. I'm going to go back into the menu and cancel this route.
Alt. Set. Search. 3. Virtually explore.
Oops.
Route functions. 2 of 8. Create. Cancel route. 9 of 9. Route canceled. Main screen. Good quality. 7 meters. Tracking 9 satellites. Alt. Set user locations. 1 of 8.
Okay, continuing through the menu here.
Search 3, virtually explore the modes, settings, 6 of 8.
We've covered pretty well everything in here. I'm going to go into settings here.
Settings window list 1 GPS settings 1 of 7 left soft open right soft back.
I'm just going to show you what you can do. I'm not going to go through this in a whole lot of detail.
GPS settings window GPS port colon list COM 7 colon 5 of 6 left soft okay right soft cancel.
These are just the COM ports and whatnot for setting up your GPS receiver. This is just done during installation. On some devices where you have the internal receiver, this is actually set up for you. When you pair your Bluetooth receiver with your device, when you initially set it up, again, it would tell you what port to select here.
Receiver name colon edit. Hope turn off Bluetooth when GPS receiver disconnects. Checkbox not checked.
You can have your Bluetooth shut off with the device when it's all shut off.
GPS port colon list. COM 7 colon 5 of 6.
That's all the options here.
Alt. List 1 left. Settings window list, 2 general options, 2 of 7, left soft open,
here.
Right soft back. General options window, heading mode colon, list, combination, 3 of 3, left soft okay, right soft cancel. The head left, 2 of, clock face, 1 of 3.
A combination is best,
the combination, 3 of 3.
There's the options there if you want.
Units colon, list, metric, 1 of 2. Imperial, 2 of 2. Metric, 1 of 2.
And I like metric, of course.
Detailed street names, checkbox checked.
I like this on, but you can turn it off.
Current mode, colon, list, GPS mode, 1 of 2.
You can have it start in virtual mode if you want.
Max, POI list size, colon, edit, 25.
You can expand it so that you can see more points of interest per screen.
Map folder, colon, edit, backslash SD card, backslash maps, backslash.
That's where you can store your maps. As you can see, you can change that to suit your device.
Auto enable mobile geo command layout checkbox check.
This is for the mobile geo command layout. I haven't touched on that yet, but I will right away here. If you didn't want that to come on when you first launched the program, you can turn it off.
Prevent device from going into standby or sleep mode checkbox check.
Very useful. You don't want to be going around and just because you haven't touched your device in a certain amount of time, the screen or the device shut off entirely and all of a sudden you have no navigation and you get cut off. So by having this on, it prevents the device from turning off on you unless, of course, your battery gets critical. But otherwise, it won't shut off like it normally would.
Heading mode colon list combination 3 of 3.
And we're background, so I'll cancel out of here.
Alt. Settings window list, 2 general options, 2 of 7, left soft open, right soft back. 3 preferred locations, 3 of 7.
Preferred locations. This is for where you can set like your default city and so on. We'll go in here.
Loading map selection window, use the arrow keys to select a map, then press enter colon, list, Alberta, 1 of 13, left soft okay, right soft cancel.
Alberta is where I am, so we're going to leave that alone.
Alt. List, settings window, 2 set default city, 2 of 4.
Again, the same.
Alt. Search scope dialog, do you want to use real GPS location to filter list's contents? Yes button.
This is neat, because if you say yes, which I'll do,
searching,
it'll filter it down to Lethbridge instead of having
city
to select
selection
it.
Window. Select a city colon list. 2 items. Left soft okay. Lethbridge. 2 of 2. Lethbridge County. 1 of 2.
So there you go. It filters it out considerably based on current GPS information. But I've already set this, so I'm going to cancel it.
Alt. Settings window. 3 clear map and city default settings. 3 of 4.
That's to clear it out.
4 clear current destination, 4 of 4.
That's how you make it forget about whatever destination you're set on.
Alt.
We're going back.
4 announcement parameters, 4 of 7.
Okay, announcement parameters.
Announcement parameters window, trigger distance for announcing approach or arrival, colon, edit, 15, left soft okay, right soft cancel.
Okay, this is how close you want it to announce an item to you, like a point of interest.
Announce that I am near a point at a distance of colon, edit, 4.
Again, the same.
Notification history size, colon, edit, 10.
This is how many notifications are tracked in the history buffer. That's at 10, you can change it, of course.
Tr- greater distance for announcing approach or arrival, colon, edit, 15.
Now with this, it can be useful to change it. Like if you find that the 15, the default, is not enough, you can lower it and then you'll be notified closer to the turn. Or, of course, increase it if you want further notification further back. So that's kind of nice to have.
Alt. List. 5 sounds and vibrations. 5 of 7.
Okay, these are for setting the different sounds you hear.
Sounds and vibrations window. List. Approaching turn. 1 of 14. Left sound. Speak checkbox checked. Play sound checkbox checked. Vibrate checkbox not checked. Unavailable.
That's not available on my device because it's a pocket PC.
List, approaching turn, 1 of 14. Turn now, 2 of 14.
These are the different notifications you can get, and you can enable and disable them.
Arrived at destination, 3 of 14. Arrived at virtual location, 4 of 14.
Etc, etc.
Alt. List, 5. 6 look around options, 6 of 7.
Look around options, we'll check this out too.
Loading deal academy. Look around options window, commercial points, checkbox check, left soft okay, right soft cancel.
You can filter which points it notifies you of.
Intersections, checkbox checked. Street changes, checkbox checked. Map changes, checkbox checked. User POIs, checkbox checked. Commercial POI category colon, list, all, 1 of 45, commercial points, checkbox checked.
So, if you only wanted to hear about bus stops, you would go to, from all down to bus stops, and then that's all you would hear.
Alt. Settings window, list, 6 look around options, 6 of 7, left soft, 7 advanced settings, 7 of 7.
Advanced settings, I'll go in here just for the sake of thoroughness, but you probably don't want to mess around with this at all anyway.
Advanced settings window, heading averaging mode, colon, list, automatic open paren, default close paren, 2 of 4, left soft okay, right soft cancel.
This is fine, but you can change it for certain situations.
Big city, 3 of 4. Manual open paren, advanced users only close paren, 4 of 4. Big city, automatic open paren, default close paren, 2 of 4. Instantaneous, 1 of 4.
So, if you wanted to tell you right away, you can go with this.
Automatic open paren, default close paren, 2 of 4.
The default, the big city mode is used for situations with urban canyon effect where you have tall buildings and the GPS receiver might have a difficult time getting effect. So, it just changes the amount of time it gives the system to calculate this so that your heading is correct.
Manual averaging seconds, colon, edit, 5. Prompt and route recalculation checkbox not checked.
Now, if you want it so that it'll ask you every time you go off route and you want it to recalculate, you can have this on and then it'll ask you. It'll pop up and ask. I don't like that. I prefer it to just do it for me. So I have that disabled.
Heading averaging mode colon list automatic open paren default close paren 2 of 4.
And again, we're going to leave that on auto.
Alt. List, settings window, list, 7 advanced settings, 7 of 7, left soft open, right soft back.
Okay, so there's all the settings you can do.
Alt. Mobile geo window, left soft functions, right soft menu. Alt. Set user locations, 1
Pulling
of
back
8.
In the menu here.
Announcement history, 7 of 8. The St. David RDN, settings, 6 of, announcement history, 7 of 8.
Just to show you.
History screen, the St. David RDN heading northeast open paren type colon look around change street close paren. Now in Lethbridge, home, 16. The St. David RDN heading northeast open paren type colon look around change street close paren, 1 of 3.
You can arrow around in here and hear all the things that it said in case you missed something.
Alt. Set user favorites, 8 of 8.
And lastly, in this menu anyway.
User POIs, 1 of 2. Saved routes, 2 of 2.
You can look at your user points and your saved routes. So let's
say
we
POIs,
go to user POIs.
Saved routes, user POIs, 1 of 2. User POIs, home.
Okay, home. Now, you can do different things.
Edit, 1 of 2. Delete, 2 of 2.
You can edit it or delete it.
Edit, 1 of 2. POI details window, name colon, edit, home, left soft, okay, right soft, cancel, name colon, edit, description colon, edit, my house.
Now, I could put more details in here if I wanted.
Name colon, edit, home.
But I don't, so we're gonna leave it, but just to show you what you can do.
Alt. Mobile user POIs, home.
And I have other ones in here, but generally that's basically just arrow around here. So let's go back.
Alt. Go to previous screen, 1 of 8. Return to main screen, 2 of 8.
I've actually entered the other menu now since I've covered the left menu, the functions menu. So we're gonna go back to the main screen here.
Main screen, good quality, 7 meters, tracking 8 satellites, plus position, colon, 1113, ST, David, RDN.
It's got it right on now, the street address.
Alt.
So we're going to the right soft key.
Go to previous screen, 1 of 8.
Go to previous screen is pretty self-explanatory, it goes back.
Return to main screen, 2 of 8.
Return to main screen goes back to the main screen.
Refresh current screen, 3 of 8.
Refresh current screen. So you can refresh the information on the screen if you think it's out of date, which it automatically does refresh, by the way.
Reconnect GPS receiver, 4 of 8.
If you lose a connection to the GPS receiver, or if you think that it's not working the way it should, you can go in here and force it to reconnect.
Turn Bluetooth off, 5 of 8.
On systems with the Bluetooth, if you're using Bluetooth, you can turn that on and off in here. I wouldn't recommend doing that while you're connected to a receiver because that will cut you off from any incoming data, and of course it'll just go into virtual mode and you won't be able to navigate, but you can control it here.
About Mobile Geo, 6 of 8.
About Mobile Geo, that displays the version number and everything.
Minimize to the background, 7 of 8.
Yes, this is a good feature I should demonstrate, but before I do that I'll just complete the menu here.
Exit and unload from memory, 8 of 8.
We don't want to do that just yet, but let's say we wanna go in and check a few other things on the Pocket PC, so.
Minimize to the background, 7 of 8. Today's screen, left soft calendar, right soft contacts.
Okay, so now Mobile Geo is still running, but it is in the background. But, just to give you an idea, I'm going to use one of the pad functions on the touchscreen. This is also, of course, available on the smartphone, too. As a works a little differently, use the number keys, but same concept. But
position colon 1121 ST David RDN East at 0 KMPH 911 meters above sea.
I just used a soft key 1, which in the Mobile Geo layout will read the current position. Now I'm not even in Mobile Geo.
Owner colon Corey Martin. No unread messages. No tasks. No upcoming appointments.
Wow, it looks like I have a very boring day ahead of me here. But I'm on the today screen, as you can see. But I don't want to have the GPS layout active, so.
Alt. Default.
There. I'm in the default layout now.
Battery 100. Charging. Bluetooth on. Value 5.
Okay, so I've just done another command here from my touch screen, which is not a Geo command at all. But Geo is still running. Okay,
and
I'm going into the start menu now.
Home, 4 of Internet Explorer, messaging, 6 of 5, Windows Media, 7 of 15, Mobile Geo, 8, Riscoa, Notes, 10 of 5, File Explorer, 11 of 5, Word Mobile, 12 of 15, Programs, 13, Word Mobile, 12 of 15. Word Mobile window list, birthday thank you note, 12K, 1 of 9, left soft to right soft menu.
Okay, so let's go and make a new node.
Alt. Word Mobile window bridge edit, left soft view, right soft menu.
Okay, I'm going to type a note here, so we're going to have to turn on the keyboard.
Dutch keypad on, lowercase, O, D, G, H. I M N S S this M H I N S space is A D E S 4 suggestions. D. Space. Test. O. F. Of.
Okay, so I've written this is a test of, but let's say I need to know where I am. So.
Alt. Mobile Geo.
I've just switched to Mobile Geo's layout, and.
Position colon 1123 SD David RDN, south at 0 kmph, 866 meters above sea.
And now I'm getting GPS information on where I am, but.
Default.
I'm still working on my documents. Now I know where I am in Mobile Geo.
This is a test of.
We need to get back to our document here, which is very important, you know.
Symbols.
Okay, so.
X, R, Q, V, U, W, W, Q, R. Four suggestion. I. Four suggestion. D. I. Four suggestions. I. D. N. G. Two suggestions. Writing. I. Five suggestions. N. Space. Gin. November. Golf. India. Space. Golf. November. Golf. India. Golf. November. Blank. Space. Blank. V. Q. Q. V. Period. U. W. O. Five suggestions. R. Five sec. D. Word. W. G. V. N. I. D. G. H. Space. With. G. E. O. Four suggestions. Space. Geo. R. X. D. W. V. U. 5. I. N. N. 3. I. N. G. Comma. Period.
Okay, so.
Geo run. This is a test of writing in Word with. Geo runs.
And I made a typo, but whatever. This is just to show you what you can do. Generally, I for lots of extensive typing, I'll use a Bluetooth keyboard. But just for the state of this review, it's not very important. Just so you know, Bluetooth keyboards do work with Geo as well. You can press single letter keys to hear feedback in Geo with the keyboard. And it works just like using a touch keypad on the screen here.
Touch keypad off.
Now, I'm done with this. I want to go back to Geo now.
St. David RDN, 65 meters ahead to St. Rich headed.
Now,
list, birthday thinking note, word mobile window, list, this is a test of W5:23A7K, 8 of 10, left soft to right soft menu.
What you just heard there is Geo giving us updates on where we're going while we're in Word. So, you know, you don't even need to be in Geo to hear what's going on. If I was moving, I would probably get a lot more feedback from Geo.
Today's screen, left soft calendar, right soft contacts. Control.
But we're going to go back
mobile
to Geo
speed,
now.
Pocket window, word, mobile, cancel button. Word, mobile Geo, 2 of 3. Mobile Geo window, left soft functions, right soft, load. Mobile Geo.
Now I've switched the Mobile Geo layout back on. And I'm going to just give you an idea of what you can do here. And I'm also going to show you another good thing to know so you can learn the keys for yourself. And that's the built-in help, which is, it's not actually, this is the direct key help.
Alt. Alt off. Alt. Command describer mode on. Press this command modifier key 4 times quickly to exit this mode.
Okay, so command describer mode is on. Basically, what you can do here is just press keys to hear what they do.
Current position command announces your present GPS location, heading, speed, and altitude. Destination info command announces your heading to the destination that you have set. GPS status command speaks the quality of the signal, accuracy scale, and the number of satellites currently being tracked.
I'm just pressing commands on the touchscreen here.
Last geo announcement command repeats the last mobile geo announcement, skipping any message read by mobile speak that is not related to mobile geo.
Now let's say we want to turn on that touch keypad.
All top. This modifier key pressed 4 times within 10 seconds enters or exits command describer mode. Exiting now.
And I'm going to do that.
Touch keypad on. Lower numeric.
Okay, so we want numeric mode here, because this is what will read certain other information.
1. Position colon 1118 ST David RDN, southwest at 0 KMPH, 917 meters above sea. 8. Nearest POI colon home, 8 meters, 0. Good quality, 6 meters, tracking 9 satellites. 3. No route active. 6. No next gen information available.
Those commands are for when you're in a route. Number 5.
5.
Refreshes the screen.
Main screen, good quality, 6 meters, tracking 9 satellites, plus position colon 1118 SD David RDN.
2.
2. Destination colon Stafford Pharmacy, 0.32 km, 11 o'clock.
4.
4. Nearest interception St. George RDN, 76 meters, 1 o'clock. 9. On St. David RDN, 65 meters ahead to St. George RDN. Open parent type colon look around interceptions. Close parent.
That reads the last spoken command. And then number 7 will switch into virtual mode.
Touch keypad
off. So this is a kind of a brief overview of Mobile Geo's commands. Okay, not brief, but fairly extensive. And what I'll do next is actually show you some a live demoing of the program when you're actually out there working with it. But this should at least give you an idea of what you can do with the program, and I've gone through basically all the options that I can from a stationary location.
Okay, in this next segment here, what I'm going to be doing is getting into a cab, and the driver is going to be taking me to our local major mall we have here so I can do some shopping. So the pocket PC is in its case, and the case is in my pocket, and I've also discovered with this review that the microphone on the pocket PC is exceptionally good. In fact, if I wanted to go into espionage, I don't think I would need a better microphone than what's in it already, which unfortunately means that you can hear my small talk conversation with the cab driver in this coming up. Now, while we're talking here, you'll be able to hear Mobile Geo talking and announcing the various streets and points of interest as the cab drives. Also keep note of the fact that I do not have a route active, so Mobile Geo is not going to be giving me specific directions on when to turn, because for one, I don't like to annoy the cab drivers with that kind of information, since they generally know where they're going and don't need to be told by me or my machines. And two, because I just wanted you to get an idea of what Mobile Geo sounds like with it basically just talking as though you were just driving around. So there's no specific directions given, just a lot of information given about what we're driving past and so on.
Hey, how are you?
How are you doing?
Oh,
good.
Where can I take you to today?
Perfect.
Well, I prefer the front door because it's easier for me, but I know that's a hard drop-off spot, so I don't know.
You know what? We'll do it for you. The rules a little bit once in a while, what the heck, eh?
Well, it's easier than navigating that food court. Yeah.
Is injured again, Eddie's up.
Guys, pretty busy this morning.
Not bad. Not bad.
Cold.
so I don't get bored sitting around.
Oh, yeah.
That can make for a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Stafford Corbusy, 19 meters behind.
That's my GPS.
Descend Edward Wallow and heading southwest. On Stafford Avenue, 16 meters to a clock to Stafford Yard. Stafford Avenue, heading southwest. Jehovah's Witness is 51 meters behind.
You work a day shift on the weekend, or are you almost done?
I just worked a day shift, yeah.
Oh.
I started at 5 this morning. We're done at 5 this afternoon.
Stafford Yard, heading south.
And then it's my weekend, so.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And you, what's happening today?
Oh, just a Saturday, and I get a couple things from the
Middle Presbyterian Church, 47 meters, 8 o'clock.
Not too much.
Let's see, the future shop is moving, eh?
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Way out in the south end, down by the brick, and
oh, wow.
Costco and all of that, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. I'd heard that they were, and now I see they've good-sized
building,
just about done up.
Oh, interesting. So they're not going to keep the old location?
I don't believe so, though.
Oh. Huh. Well, I guess there's a lot of traffic over there.
Yeah, it's probably a bigger place for them, so they could get more stuff in there.
Yeah.
Display more stuff.
Right. Hmm. Wow. I wonder if it'll go in where they used to.
German Canadian Club, 5 meters ahead.
Guess we'll find out.
There's lots of changes happening over that mall right now. Maybe there is a huge expansion.
Yeah, they're still working on that, aren't they?
Yeah. The new bank building is about ready, it looks like. The bank's supposed to open up.
Oh, okay.
Sometime next month. Move out of the mall into that freestanding building.
Oh, okay.
Let's get separate drivers, easy dish, control, 23 meters, 8 o'clock.
Wow. Never ends, does it?
No.
Surprised some of these places haven't moved over to the west side yet.
You know, that surprises me too.
Canadian 10th and 112 meters behind.
On the end of the city, and now it's happening again on the north end. There's a lot of people on the west side. There's not much over there. Super Sam's grocery store closed down.
They're kind of on their own over there. Some nice houses and stuff, though.
Pennington Superstore, 127 meters ahead.
Construction going on over there.
So So as you can hear, Mobile Geo is very good at giving you real-time information. It pointed out several points of interest along the way, as well as informing of every major road change that was made. And this is without even having a route active. When there's a route active, it's even more verbose. It basically tells you every time there's a new waypoint, and it places a waypoint at every intersection, even if you're going straight or if there's a lane change or any sort of thing like that with the roads. I chose not to do a route because sometimes the cab drivers have their own ways of getting to destinations, and like I said before, it is kind of invasive for the driver, in my opinion, unless I feel I can't trust them. But this particular driver seemed nice enough, and generally I know most of the drivers who I go with. So in the end there, it does though give you a very nice feeling of usage, because it keeps you up to date without you having to push any buttons on it at all. I mean, the device was in my pocket. It was not in my hand. I was not touching it in any way. I had nothing to do with it, and I wanted that way because I didn't want to be recording a podcast in a cab and commentating and doing a bunch of things like that. It just seems rather unnatural. So I'll save my comments for the end there. And basically in closing, I think I've covered Mobile Geo quite thoroughly, but I just want to note some of my personal comments about it here. Essentially, I found that the Mobile Geo, and of course its original product, it was descended from the original Sendero GPS Talk product that was produced in the 2000-2001 years, give you a real good sense of security. I mean, when you turn this thing on, it tells you immediately where you are. It gives you information that's pertinent to you. It tells you where the streets change. It tells you how far it is to the end of the street when you're walking along. It gives you continual updates. It's not just saying, okay, you're on this road, and that's all you get. And then you get to the next street and it says, okay, you're on this road. It tells you information about different intersections and what kind of crossing it is. It'll tell you if there's a street going left to right and so on. It's really designed for the visually impaired, and it really caters to that. So when you're using it, you really can have a sense of comfortability. You feel like you're in control, and the information that's coming back to you is relevant. It's not just spouting a bunch of random data at you or a bunch of random compass degrees and things that you can't understand. It really puts you at the center of it all, so you know what's going on, and all the information you need is right at your fingertips if you by chance do need to look at what's going on around you. So it's also very nice to set up. I mean, essentially all you need to know is how to establish an active sync connection with your device, and then you download the maps from the Sendero website and then copy them to your memory card, and then you run the installation of Geo on your device, and then it'll help you install it, and then you go into it for the first time and set up your receiver and pair it with your Bluetooth. There's all sorts of given instructions through the instruction manual as well for how to install it. So it's pretty straightforward, really, to get it working. And I just believe it really is the best solution going, especially if you want to go with a mainstream device and you don't want to be tied to a pocket device or any sort of device that's tailored especially for the visually impaired. So in closing, I just want to congratulate both Code Factory and Sendero on an excellent product and a job well done, and I'm glad to be one of the users who has the ability to use this product, and it's really opened a lot of doors for me. So good job, and I look forward to future releases. If you need to comment to me directly or contact me for any reason regarding this review, you can do so by writing to me at my email address, which is corey_martin@shaw.ca, and that is corey_martin@shaw.ca. So once again, thanks everyone for listening, and bye for now.